Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Nun Ches 58. And today's shiur again is sponsored, this Masechta shiur is sponsored by the Elman family, Dr. Michael and the Elman, Lili Nishbas, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bechiel Michal Fegelman, Bun Yeras Bas Rab Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basabas Rabbi Yamin Rubin Alehem Ashalom. But also today's shiur is dedicated to Refua Shalema, for Tova Bat Chana Yehudit Ora, a Refua Shalema B'toch Shar Choli Yisrael, all the Limud Shir B for Aschus and Refua Shalema. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amabez, and we are discussing mistakes in davening. We spoke about if somebody adds in what they're not supposed to add in. In the Mishnah, we spoke Kan Sipor, you added in an extra modim. What happens if the Chazan makes a mistake? You have to put a new chazan in that spot. And we mentioned towards the end of the daf that the first and last three brachas of the Amida are a unit, and therefore if he makes a mistake in one of those, you have to go to the beginning of that section. Beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or the beginning of Ritzeh. And if you're not sure where you made a mistake, then you go back to the last place that you knew that you said. And that happened. That's talking about Shema also and the like. Continuing the Gemara towards the bottom. Rav Acha, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Yasin b'chad Kenishta. One time they were sitting in shul, these two great rabbis. Asi avar chad kumi tivusa. And there was a chazan that went, right, as the Bavli says, over lefnei hateva. Right? There was a chazan. The ashker chad bracha. And he forgot a bracha. Or he skipped a bracha. Asin v'shailon Rabbi Simon. And they went to Rabbi Simon. And they, Penei Moshe points out that they weren't sure. It wasn't that he didn't appear to be a kofar, right? He just like as the ishmita ashigras l'shono bimrutza. He was davening quickly, and like sometimes chazanim do, and he just didn't say it. So they said, "Wait a second!" And they didn't know what to do. I don't know if he was in. They went right outside. They wasn't sure what to do. Asin v'shailon Rabbi Simon. They said, "What should we do?" Amar lo Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yishua ben Levi shliach tzibur shehishker shtayim v'shalosh brachos ein machzirin oso. If a chazan skips two or three brachas, then we do not make him go back. The Charedim here quotes the Machlokas Rishonim. He quotes from some of the Rishonim that goes Maimani and others, that according to the Rishalmi, there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. A Yachid who skips a bracha has to go back. But a Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur who goes back, because of Tircha Did Tzibura, we won't make the Chazan go back. And he quotes from the Rashba that this is against the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't make any distinctions. There's no distinction between a yachid and a shliach tzibur. Yatzach b'chozer bo. If you missed a bracha, says the Charedim, continuing uladas haYerushalmi. And according to Yerushalmi, then if there's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur, that which we said in the Mishnah that says yavar acher tachtav, if the chazan makes a mistake. So what do you mean? I thought he's allowed to skip. Says the Charedim, it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he's like in such shock that they came to him and they said he skipped. He was like, he was unable to continue and he was just, he lost himself. And therefore, nivhal v'lo yada kla lo marklum, ki'ilu nishtateich. But if he skipped one, he would be able to be chozerbo. So it is a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, according to the Charedim. Here, the Yerushalmi says beferish that we're not machzir the chazin because of tircha ditzibura. Good. Continuing, ashkach tani upalig. But there is a tana upalig. What does the word upalig here mean? So if you look in the Rosh Silio, upalig here means mechalik. Mechalik, meaning there's another opinion that differentiates between different types of brachas. Some brachas the chazan's got to go back for, and some brachas the chazan doesn't go back for. Others say that maybe here this means argue, because palik might mean right, plugta, argue, or mechalik, right? Because when you have a machlokes, the shitas are split. So therefore, this word can mean either of those two. But let's go with the first opinion. Ashkach tani upalig. Lakal ein machzir also. You're right. Generally, we're not machzir. We don't make the chazan go back, except for chutz, except if he skipped one of three brachas. Chutz bimi shalo amar mechaya mesim. You didn't say bracha number two. Umachnia zedim. You didn't say that bracha. And ubone Yerushalayim. You didn't say the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha and Abone Yerushalayim. Why? Because Ani Omer Minu. Because in all these cases, I'm worried that he's a heretic. If he missed any of these, he's not mentioning Binyan Yerushalayim. He's not mentioning that Hashem should take care of the Rishayim and Mechaye Hamesim. All of those cases. Interesting, I saw one of the Mefarshim talk about how this relates to the Ikari HaAmuna. According to the Sefer HaIkarim, we mentioned this in the past, there are three Ikari HaAmuna. Three Ikari HaAmuna. The Rambam has 13. But the Sefer HaIkarim has three Ikari HaAmuna. Torah Min HaShemayim and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Min HaShemayim and Schar VaOnesh. Right, those three. Meaning there is a God, He gave us His rule book, the Torah, and there's going to be Din V'Cheshbon, Schar VaOnesh, those three. But the Rambam, as we know, includes Yemos HaMashiach, and Tchias HaMesim, and the future stages that we've discussed, that he discusses Olam Haba and Hilchos Shuva, and he discusses Yemos HaMashiach at the end of Mishneh Torah. So the Rambam has that as part of the Ikar HaEmunah. And maybe the Rambam gets that from the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph in the Bavli, that one of the six questions we're going to be asked in the future is Sipisa LeYeshua. Sipisa LeYeshua is one of the other ones. Nasata V'Nasata V'Emunah, were you honest? What does that reflect? That reflects that schar v'onesh, because, you know, if to be honest, then even if nobody knows about it, right? A kavati itim la-Torah, right? It reflects Torah ben ha-shamayim. A sakta b'peri v'rivya. Maybe I should not only for me, but a sipisa l'yeshua. So maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. So one of the achronim in the back points out the mashbiach. Maybe this gemara is a remiss to the Rambam against the ikarim, because if you skip Mechaya Mesim, one, that's a heretic. It's a heretic. One has to believe in the Ikari HaAmuna. I think I mentioned recently how the Rambam, The Rambam took a little heat. The Rambam has, in the Igros HaRambam, in the two volumes Igros HaRambam, one of the letters is Igeres Tchias HaMesim. There's a 20-page letter that he wrote, and he penned this because a number of even Rabbanim wrote letters, and there were a number of stories that he writes towards the beginning of this letter that made him write this letter. There was someone who was arguing. You heard a story of somebody arguing with another Jew, and he said, "There's no such thing as Tchias HaMesim." And he says, "Yeah, how do you know?" He says, "The Rambam." So the Rambam doesn't talk about Tchias HaMesim, and he only talks about Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach, and a number of other stories and Rabbanim that came out against the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "I have to clear my name. I have to write a sefer that talks about, even though I wrote it in the 13 Animamins, the 13 Animamin is believing in Tchias HaMesim. But because I didn't elaborate it on it in other areas, I have to emphasize in this letter that of course I believe in it. If you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, you're a kofer." V'cholot, he goes through many of the elements. V'kilinu sh'tchias HaMesim u'pina mipinos Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. This is obviously a translation from the Arabic. All the Rambam's letters are in Arabic, and there's a translation in the Hebrew. V'she'ena hatachlis achrona. But you have to recognize that Tchias HaMesim is not the final stage. Aval hatachlis achrona hi chayi olam haba. As I wrote in Hilchos Shuva, Chayelam Abba, which is not a physical existence. Of course, Tchias HaMesim is a physical existence, and we come back to life. When does that happen? Unclear. Right? The Rambam himself says, we're not going to know exactly until it happens, but the Rambam says, this is an ultimate Yesod HaEmuna, and one shouldn't think otherwise. Why didn't I talk about it too much? Because we don't know exactly how it's going to be. It is interesting that the Rambam does not really mention it in Mishneh Torah. I saw a number of explanations for that. But he writes, people misused his sefer. I'll just read that story that I mentioned before. Echem and atamidim b'damesek. I heard a story that happened in Damascus. Amar she'ein tchias hamesim v'lo tashuv hanefesh laguf achar yiparta. There's never going to be a physical coming up, resurrection. V'yomru lo kol anshi yamaymud, eich tomar ze, fitcha lo havi rai aleyem, imash yisachernu anachnu b'chibureinu, shetach lezim v'chalam haba. They're using my sefer to prove there's no tchias hamesim. The Rambam says that's terrible. Right, and I have to write a whole book, I have to write a whole mamar to make sure that they don't use this. He said it's Beferish Psukim in Daniel, that EF Shalafar Sho Acheret, and when it's obviously, if you say it's just a mashal, who sheker borer, the deeper Sara Gomor Me Omro, and it's terrible. So the Rambam talks all about Tchias HaMesim in this letter. Again, it's a long letter, which we're not going to go into right now anymore. Okay, but anyway, this is the remez of these three brachas that are left out. There's a chash that one is a min. The Mefarshim point out, lemaisa, if a Kohen messes up and corrects himself right away, then it's okay. Maybe he just skipped, maybe he was just in a rush and he, you know, forgot which bracha he was up to. That's the Bir Halacha points that out at the beginning of Simon Kuf Chavav. It is interesting that if you look in the Bavli, there's only one bracha mentioned. Is there a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? That's a machlokes between the Bach and the Beis Yosef. The Tur quotes this Yerushalmi as if it's all good. He doesn't point out that there's any kind of machlokes. That's the Tur in Sibin Kuf Chaf Vav. The Tur quotes this Yerushalmi, all these brachas, and he says, if you're missing any of the brachas, we are... Let me just write the Yerushalmi. Shdeyachsimu shadileg shtayim oshalas brachos e machzir noso chutz mishloam retchias amesim shem mokover betchias amesim machri azedim shem aminu bonu shalaim shem einu maminu beis hamashiach vani omer minu. Right, that's the tour quoting the Yerushalmi, and the Beis Yosef says eini yodei lamachas verabenu meachar shu cholik al talmud shalanu desasam amar ta b'chala brachos kulam ein ma'al noso v'loski Yerushalmi is a klal. Right, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, they didn't quote this Yerushalmi. So I don't know why the Torah quotes this Yerushalmi. The Bach says, I don't know what the problem is. Right? There's no machlokas here. Ikal memer ta tamud didon nami lav davka kamer berchas aminim. Elo adin tchias amesim to dami la. Right? The Bavli gives one example, but it means any of the brachos that would reflect somebody as a kofar. Therefore, the Bach doesn't think that you should get too excited about this. While the Beis Yosef does. Okay, we continue. Shmuel Akatan. We remember that story, and he was the one that wrote for Lam Al Shinim. Shoshua Lakata and Avar Kumi Tebusa Vashka Machriya Zayda. Boom, he was the one. He's davening. Remember the days where they were davening without Siddurim? Maybe he was all anxious because he wrote this bracha and he's nervous. People are listening. So he forgot. He forgot that bracha. Besofa Shori Meshke Valeon. And afterwards he was looking around to see if they were going to like remove him. They wanted to know whether he was going to get the boot. Amrin Le, Lo Shiru Chachamim Kach. Right, or another girsa, lo shir chachamim bicha, swish a kaf and a bass, meaning, we're not worried about you, we know you messed up by mistake, and we're not choshesh that you are a min. As the Gemara mentions elsewhere, in the Bavli, that they davka got Shmuel HaKatan, because he's the one in Pirkei Avos that always used to say, bidfol yifchal tismach, he wrote it davka l'shma, and therefore he was the one. So they didn't think that he was going to be... There was any chshash. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Savik iskir shal Rosh Chodesh, savik lo iskir. Machzir noso. If somebody forgot to mention Yalav Yavo, so then he has to go back, right? Because we assume that he didn't mention it. He's not sure. Even though savik brachos, if you say tefilas derabbanan, still that's what we paskin. Machzir noso. Leichenu Choser, Shimon bar Va, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Imakar es ragel of Choser lachatchila. If you already finished, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'imav Choser lavod, and if not, you go back to Ritzei. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, hisia das kamisha akar es raglav. If somebody already was mesia their das, they're already finished, and they're not thinking about Shmoneh Esrei anymore. So then, if you look at the charedim, im siyem hamavarech azama bashalom amen yilavasim refi v'haylo lakar raglav. Right, he's about to go back, but he like lost himself. Right, he's sometimes we get lost. So he forgot to go take his three steps back. And then when he remembered, he has to take his three steps back, then he also remembered that he forgot to say Yalav Yavo. So the Gemara says, it's Kilu, you took three steps back. Your mind is not here, so your body's not here either. Kimisha Akar as Raglav. The Ilein Tachanunaya, but, the Haredim explains this as, but if you already took your three steps back, and you have the custom of adding in a number of Bakashos at that point, after you took your three steps back. So this is the opposite question. The first question was, if you didn't take your three steps back, but you're basically done. Right? This is, you took your three steps back, but you're not done. Right? Because you're still davening. You still add in tachnunim, so tzricha, that's sarachian. That's sarachian, whether you could still go back to Ritzei, or you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei in that circumstance. There is a difficult Ramah. The Ramah says in Tav Chaf Beis, that is the Simin in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah says, if somebody forgot, not sure. If somebody forgot, he has to go back. But the Ramah says, if he's not sure if he said Yalav Yavo or not, Ein Sarach Lachzer. He doesn't have to be Choser Bo. Mefurish against this Yerushalmi. Why Ein Sarach Lachzer? So the Mefarshim explain that The Kiva, Shein Ovrim Shloshim Yom Shein Machzirin Yalav Yavo. He said Yalav Yavo within the last 30 days, because the last Rosh Chodesh was within the past 30 days. Ein Zeh Chazaka Shleima Lomar Shevadei Lo Hizkir. Right, so it's Safik Brachas, and maybe he said it. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, quoting from the other Achronim, Ein Halacha Kein. We don't paskin that way. The Rov Achronim v'kimat Kulam. Rov and maybe Kulam. Who is that? The Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Prichadash, the Yerabah, the Gra, the base mayor. Right? Kulam Cholkot Azev, a servant, the Afilu Basavik, Zarachlach, Zulis Palal, the Mistame, Ispalak, Moshe Roga, B'chol Yom, below Yalav Yavo. And that is what we assume, at least for Shachris and Mincha, that one has to repeat. If one is not sure if one said Yalav Yavo, then one has to repeat, because Mistama, we did not say it where we were supposed to say it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Breid, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hayakor Batura B'Nish Tatek. We spoke about a chazan who couldn't continue. What happens if somebody is reading the Torah, the Bal Korei, all of a sudden cannot continue? Finish Tatek. He cannot continue. Zeshu Omi Tachtav Yaschil Mimakom Shehischal Rishon. Right. He starts from where the Rishon started, meaning he has to go back to where the first Bal Korei started, and he has to say the brachas. He has to repeat the brachas. Why? Im omer at bimakam shepasach. If it continues from where the Bal Korei stopped, so then harishonim nisbarchu lifneihem, v'lo nisbarchu lachareihem. So the first psukim that were read by the first one don't get a bracha afterwards, because we don't assume you get transfer brachas between people. V'achronim nisbarchu lachareihem, v'lo nisbarchu lifneihem. And then the later part will get a bracha afterwards, but won't get a bracha before. V'kasev, Torah Hashem tamima meshivas nafesh. The Torah is complete. That means a lot, but here it means shetei kula tamima. The entire Torah has to have brachos on it. And therefore, if you would take over in the middle, the Gemara assumes that you cannot transfer the brachos, and therefore one wouldn't be able to just take over in the middle, right? You have to stop and pick up from where the previous Bal Korei started, right? Well, what do we do? Not in Nishtatek, but if one has to stop. For example, there's a psalm in the Sefer Torah. So in Sefer Torah, generally, what do? We make a bracha shel achareha. And then we start again with the next aliyah. There's a machlokes rishonim, what to do with, are you allowed to read from a pasuk Sefer Torah? If you think about it, we don't really think about it so much, but if you think about it, it's interesting what we do. Right? What do? We stop laning where, Rachman al-Aslan, it should never happen, that we find a psalm in the Sefer Torah, but we stop where we are, and then we continue new where we're up to in the next Sefer Torah. We don't redo what we did, even though now we know this was a pasuk Sefer Torah. So, b'manavshach, right? If you can't lane from Apostle Sefer Torah, then why shouldn't we have to go back? At least that day. You want to say you don't want to go back for the last 4 months? At least today you know it was Apostle. And if it's okay to lane in Apostle Sefer Torah, and that's why you were Yotzi the last couple of psukim, why can't you continue? So we paskim pshara. I think it's the Maria Buhav, quoted in the Beis Yodim. We paskim pshara. Whatever you laned already, it's okay, but you can't lechadchila make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah. Right? That's why we have this pshara in the middle. Okay, but this Yerushalmi tells us that one is not allowed to have part of Torah that doesn't get a bracha on it. So there is a custom that most poskim assume is a minhag ta'us legamrei. Again, there are those that say otherwise, and therefore if there is a shtibel out there that has that custom, one has to do, again, I remember, I was once in a shtibel, and let's just say what the custom is. The laning the tochacha. Laying in the tochacha, there is a more of a Hasidic custom. They say the Rupshitzer and others used to lay in the tochacha without giving an ole, that aliyah. They would just open the Torah and lay it. Right? Not like what the Ramah says. The Ramah says in Tavchav Chesivav, have the person come up without being called up. Right? Don't say Ya'amod. Right? Just like get him to know that he's going to get that aliyah and then he will come up. That's the Ramah in Tavchav Ches. Tav Chav Ches, also at the end of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, where that's where a lot of the laning rules are. The Ramah says there, V'cheinu agem shlo likros echad bishmo la'alos elakorin misha yirtze. What does that mean? It doesn't mean chor misha yirtze. It means they say you don't call him up. Don't call him up bishmo. But there is this custom found. So if you look in the most poskim, the Tshuvas Alfecha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger is very upset. Very upset at this. He says in Chelik Arachaim, Simin Samach Gimel, Shlomo Kluger had thousands of tshuvas. They took 1,000 of them and put it together. 1,000+. Ha'elf l'cha Shlomo. He says, Ra ma'od minag zeh, v'shtayim ra'os asu. 2 problems with this minag of reading the tochacha without a bracha. Echa denirik demevazeh tochachos, v'over al musar Hashem b'niel timas. It's like you're disgusted. You don't want to hear what God has to say. You're not giving me machshavit. Va'o davi bizayin l'gufa Torah. Da'al kol parashiyas mevarchin. Da'al zeh ein mevarchin. Va'i bizayin ha-Torah. It's terrible. It's terrible how you can do it. And he quotes. He says the Medrash v'chulik. He says you quoted this tshuva sefer. mitzuvis v'aftes banashas shelo ha'yikolechem mevarach rakvishin v'achron v'kolakam ala klozim mevarachon tchila v'sof. It could be that even in the days of the Gemara, when only the first ole made the bracha shelofaneha and the last ole made the bracha achareha, they dafka made a bracha on the tochacha. Kal v'chomer mabes banashas shelo yimevarachim ala liyish shelo v'kolakam ala klozim ala brachos mikolshike mevarachin mikolshike mizbanazeh, where everybody's making their own bracha. V'tam adavar ayanir the gamas banashas yimevarachon ala klozim l'rames de'makablin ala klozim yisurim ba'ah. Bedafka, they made the bracha, even though they used to not make brachas on all the aliyahs, to show that they're makabel at ba'ahava. Ukadesha lo yachola bo aklala beishu kara aklala slachem mevarach kadesha yisbar echud. They used to give him a bracha v'chulu. But that's the tshuvas alef l'shlomo. And if you look in the other poskim, the Igris Moshe, Moshe Feinstein also talks about this in Arachayim Chelik Beis Simin Lamed Hey. Ramosha says in 1963. Eze mekomos doge gornis at khachos parshe bkhukose below brachas hu minog tos va aser lehisnai kane, says Ramosha, ki aser likros betor betzibur af pasik echad below bracha vi harbe brachas yeseros. Look what we do today. We make six extra brachas. Why? So people don't think, remember the Gemara Megillah, so people don't think that we didn't make a bracha on the Torah. So people don't think that not to make a bracha on the Torah, says Ramosha. Even though it's such a chshash rachok that somebody walked in late or somebody who left early, says Rav Moshe Chazina mizeh godel ha'iser milikro b'torah below bracha de lafanel achareha v'yafshek for abirich berachas ha'torah baboker, still you make another one. Therefore, eich efshar sheikru parshis tochokas below brachas klal ein yachol v'chulu. So Rav Moshe is very upset about this, as most poskim are. The Chalkas Yaakov, for back of Reich, Switzerland, he quotes it, he says, what can you do? He says, this is, he quotes a couple of earlier tshuvas, maybe the Machane Chaim and Talmud Chasam Sofer, he says, maybe some others. He says, maybe one time there was a story that nobody wanted the Aliyah. So everybody's standing in shul, and that's a Bizayon. Right? They said, that's a terrible Bizayon at Torah. Nobody wants to go for the Aliyah, so they're not even leaning the Torah. So nobody's going to get that Aliyah. Another time, there was somebody that said, okay, I'll do it for a ton of money. Right, so and they started talking business on Shabbos. So they started saying there was more of a bizayon haTorah of all these situations of not nobody laning it and business. So that's where they made this. That's where this came from. So there it came from somewhere. But again, the minhag of many places is for the gabbai to get it or for somebody just to lane it or without getting called up. But so he quotes the machlokes, but he doesn't. He doesn't put in his vote on it, so he doesn't say it's usher. He just quotes that this is what is done. But again, it seems to be against this Gemara of Torah Hashem Tamima. The Torah is complete, and that means bracha. Vaiter Tani Lo Shiyu Shnayim Korim BaTorah VeEchad Metargim. Two people can't read the Torah at once. In one is Metargim, right? In the days of old, and even in some shuls, Sephardic shuls today, they have a Metargim, right? You can't have two people reading the Torah at once. Amrav Zira Mevnei Abracha. What's wrong with saying, reading the Torah two people at once? So the Gemara's Havamina is, there's a bracha issue. What does that mean, a bracha issue? The Charedim says, well, it's based on Gadlu Lashem Iti. Gadlu is plural. All of you, be Magal Hashem, Iti with me, that's singular. So saying the words, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, that's the problem. Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach has to be one person talking to a tzibur. That's Gadlu Lashem Iti. That's what the Sefer Charedim says is the problem. The other Mefarshim here, the Rasirlio, says, well, maybe it appears that two people are going to make brachas. It looks like you're dominating the two Rishuyos. That's the problem. Rav Chaim Knievsky just says, it's a bracha shenis richa. What are you making two brachas you can just have one bracha on the Torah. So whatever it is, it's some type of issue with the bracha, if two people are reading the Torah. Vatani, but the Braisa says, Shelo yushtayim targim in ve'achad korei. But we have another parallel line that says one person reading and two people saying the targum is also a problem. And that's not about the bracha. You don't make a special bracha on the targum. Ela mishum shein shnei kolos nechnasim toros enachas. Interesting way of saying shtei kolos lo mishtami, right? Two sounds don't go into one ear, and therefore that is the problem. Shtei kolos lo mishtami. Therefore, you can't read the Torah two at once. That's what we assume. That Trikol Mishtami in many contexts. Hashem could say two things at once, right? Zachar v'shamar v'dibur echa nemru, and all the other ones that are said at Har Sinai. But Trikol lo Mishtami. The Magen Avraham quotes a minog of on Simchas Torah. Sometimes a bunch of people laying all together, but Simchas Torah is a rule breaker, and many rules we lay in at night. and Ktanim and others, but Magen Avraham quotes that, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, it's not so clear. That's in Hilchas Simchas Torah, Tafrei Samach Tes. Tani Viter, Karin Shaim Karin Batara, Bein Shaim Matir and Benavi. Two people are allowed, right? This is arguing on the previous Brisa, right? Two people are allowed to lay the Torah together, but not the Navi. Why? Omar Ula, Karuyos Batara, Bein Karuyos Benavi. People are used to hearing the Torah, and they're familiar with it. So therefore, even if two people are talking, are saying it, so it'll be possible to focus, right? The Charedim. Kuli Alma Regili Batara, Utrekali Mishtami. But Navi, they didn't know Navi in those days either, right? So they're not as familiar with it, and therefore one is not allowed to do that, period. V'lo yehi sarvan. Mishnah had said that if a chazan messes up and he can't continue, you should not delay. You shouldn't be, the guy who's looking for somebody to take over, you shouldn't delay in that situation. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Droma'a, right? We've had names like this before. Maybe it means from the south. Maybe it means from Rome. Rabbi Yeshua Droma'a. Shlosha Dvarim Ruban Miyutan Rao Benoni Yosan Yafeh. Three things. A lot and a little are not good. But medium is great. What's that? Sa'ar, right? A little yeast and a lot of yeast. A lot of yeast is good. Or melach, salt, vasiruv. And Sirev, not going up to be the chazan. Bitchila mesarev, that means you have to have a balance of all. Right? The Rambam obviously Nichlas Deo says everything should be in balance. Everything is good, beinoni. Right? The Shvil Azov that the Rambam except for Kas and Gaiva. Right? Those two. But other than that, all midos. So Sirev should also have the balance. Bitchila mesarev, when the chazan first asks you to be when the gabbai asks you to be the chazan, which we learned earlier already, what does the gabbai say? Krav doesn't say hispalel. He says, come close. Betchila masarev. So first you should say, no, please have somebody else. Shnia ma'ameim. The second time you should, say no so quickly. But ubshlishis ratzuba. But then the third time he asks you, run up there. Meaning, it's your job. And therefore go up and be the chas. Rav Huna habe yosef b'chad kenishta. One time Rav Huna was sitting in a shul, or the Shinu Nischos Hazar Balazar, who was one of the Rabbanim, Ol Chazana, Va'atrich, and then the Chazim went up, Va'atrich, Al Chadiyeh, Ovalo Kabli Loveh. There was the Gabbai was bugging somebody to try to be the Chazan. Besofa Asla Gabbai Balazar. And afterwards he came to Balazar, Amarle, Lo Yichos Mari Alai. Right? You shouldn't be upset at me that I was refusing to be the Chazan so badly. Begin to Lo Havina Mitar. Interesting line. I was not awake. I was not inspired. Right? By the Pnei Moshe. Hirgashti Ezek Fedus Ba'atzmi. Does that mean physical? I was exhausted? Or does that mean I wasn't in the Chazan zone? Right? I wasn't in. I mean, all of us, it's amazing. And he asked any Gabbai, we have some Gabbai, I'm here in this year. Right? Ask any Gabbai, it's amazing how much people's throat starts hurting when the Gabbai goes over and says, how about Shachris? All of a sudden, there's something in their throat. Something fascinating. And then right after somebody else goes up there, it's gone. Right, it's pretty fascinating. But here he says there was some like he says I wasn't inspired, I wasn't awake. So lo alis, right? So I didn't go up. If you look in the Rosh Sirlio, he says shelo ayiti miyushav ula orer kavanasi ula hispalal al tzibur. Wow, the chazan has to have the achrayis of the tzibur on him. So I wasn't there. I wasn't feeling it today. Again, you have to feel bad for the chazan too, for the gabbai too. But he says, that's what law is, that's why I didn't go up. That's why, so he went to Rabbi Elazar, that don't be upset at me. Amar lei, alecha lo ka'as. Rabbi Elazar says to him, I'm not upset at you. El al dein da'ashrich, I'm upset at the chazan. I kept pushing, the gabbai. He kept pushing you and pushing you. You didn't want to do it. He should realize to go to somebody else. Right? And therefore, I'm upset at him. Interesting, I think there's some of the farshim point out that the whole siruv, all the lashonos are not mentioned in the Rambam. A little bit, and so some pointed out, sometimes the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. Maybe the Yerushalmi is saying that if somebody doesn't really want to do it, he doesn't want to do it, and the Gabba should stop asking him. So maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it. Either way, the message is the Gabba should realize that sometimes people are serious. They're not just like clearing their throat. Batiti, right? Unusual name. Batiti, right? The Charedim says, Shliach Tzibur Haya, V'kach Shmo. Right? Batiti Ishtatik, Ba'ofanaya. Right, he all of a sudden could not continue, and they were in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, Va'ofanim V'chayas HaKodesh. Asin V'shailon L'Rabbi Avun. They said, what should we do? Amar L'Rabbi Avun, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Zesh over Tachtov, Yach Seel, Mimachem Shepasak. He should start right there. Right, the person who took over should start right there where he was up to. Amrin lei vatanina mitchilas habracha shetazeh. But then we learn in our Mishnah, you have to go back to the first half of the beginning of the bracha. Amr alone mikivon da anisun kedushasa kimishu tchilas habracha. Once you say kadosh kadosh, it's like a new section. Barak kavod. The Birchas Kriyashma are split up into sections too. Look at the Mefarshim, exactly what the sections are, and therefore he didn't make them go back, because this is a new section. It's a new section, and therefore it is okay. We don't have time to go into it, but I think I alluded to already yesterday. There's a huge sugya of Shomea Ka'one, you know, how Shomea Ka'one works. Is it Mamish Ki'ilu, as if I'm saying it, or not as if I'm saying it, but I'm being Yotzi with what you're doing. There's a big Machlokas Achronim. What about Shomea Ka'one on Chatzi Bracha? Chatzi Bracha. Right, there is a Hagos Ashri in Megillah that talks about women being motzi men and benching. And it seems clear, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger understands that Hagos Ashri, that is the Ibaya in the Gemara in Brachas, about whether women can be motzi men, because whether a woman is Chayav Daraisa or not, for sure the woman cannot be motzi men in the lines that don't apply to women. The only Shaila is, could they be motzi men in the rest of benching, not those lines. But then you're saying they could say part of the bracha and not all the bracha? Rabbi Kiva Eger understands that Agos Ashri as saying that you could be, have Shomei Ka'ona on a Chatzi bracha. And he says it seems to be against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you have to go back to Mitchilas HaBracha. Right, if somebody messes up in the middle of a bracha, you have to go back to the Tchilas HaBracha. So, could Shomei Ka'ona work for a Chatzi bracha? So the Achronim connected to this Lamdus. Right, if it's Mamish Ki'ilu, I'm saying it. So then, you say half and I say half, and it's all the same thing. It's as if I'm saying it. It should work on a Chatzi Bracha. But if you say about, you're being motzi me, what you do, so then maybe, if you're being motzi me, you can't split up half and half. You can't say half and I can say half. You're being motzi me with a bracha, so be motzi me with a bracha. You can't have a Shomei Ka'ona b'chatzi bracha. That's a big part of that discussion. Okay. We continue. Hover the Vnei Teva says the next Mishnah, Lacha Dalid. This is the second to last Mishnah. Tomorrow we finish up the fifth parak. Be'ezus Hashem. The chazin, if the chazin should not answer amen to birchas kohanim, because he might get confused. He says amen, he's not going to remember what to do and how to continue. Good. Imein sham kohen elahu. What if he's the only kohen? The chazin lo yisas kapav. So no, it's better not to get confused. He should just say elokeinu elokei avoseinu. V'maftachaso shenosi as kapav. But if we know that he could duchin and nowhere to go back to, v'chaz letigasa rasha, he's allowed to. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simin Kuf Chavches that long simin about berachas kohanim bizman hazeh when we have sidurim. So then it's considered haftachaso, and therefore the minhag is if a chazin generally chazanim is not a good idea to be the Kohanim to be the chazan, but if they're special chazanim on the Yemen Arayim, or they're an avelus, the minhag is the chazim are chazanim, Kohanim are chazanim, and they go back to Sim Shalom afterwards. We trust that they will be able to do it. What interesting how they, what do they do? So the Torah quotes, and the Mefarshim explain, Yikariv Ma'at. Right, if they're the chazin, so they're allowed to move their legs a little bit to go closer. They don't walk up to the duchin, right, like the other kohanim, and you have the chazin standing in the front of the shul, but he's makariv ma'at to go up as a just as a simin that they are going up to duchin. Tani haparis eshma. What does that mean? Many different shatim in the Rishonim. What does that mean? Haparis eshma. We'll go with Ron Rashi says. Let's say everybody daven be a chidus, and then they come together. And now they have a minion. So they want to like do something with the tibur. So one person is going to say berachas kriyashma together, and they'll be able to say with baruchu maybe. Right? Sometimes this happens. You walk into shul, something similar, and somebody missed minion. So he's like, okay, let me just say the first part of Shmon Esrei and through Okel HaKadosh. So that also is connected to this line of a parizah shema. But over lepnei ateva the chazan hanosi es kapa vakori batora v'amafter benavi v'amavarech al kol al achaz mikol mitzvos amores batora. In all of whenever you all these cases lo yan achar atzma amen. You should not say being saying amen to your own bracha v'im ana hareze bor. If you say amen to your own bracha, you're a fool. You're an ignorant person. Is tani tani hareze bor v'is tani tani hareze chacham. We have two braises. One says that you're a wise man. If you say amen to your own bracha. Amrav, let's just see the Gemara, and then maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Amrav Chizda, man demar hariz a chacham, the one that says you're a chacham, but on a basof. That's when it's at the end of a series of brachos. That's when. And that's what we have. Some Sfardim have that custom. The end of Birchas Krishma. And we have Ashkenazim have it at the end of the benching. Bonei Brachma of Yerushalayim. The end of the Brachas Daraisa. So the end of a series. Uman Damar is a bar. But Onal Kol Bracha Bracha. The one that says you're a fool is at the end of Stam. Any Bracha, one shouldn't be saying Amen to your own Bracha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue, B'ez Hashem, the last daf in the fifth parak next time.